Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
I'm gonna let that Mac fly just like my nigga dope.
I'm gonna let this Mac fly with this one. Hold on. Bon. I'm gonna let this Mac fly with this one.
Come on.
All right, I'm gonna let it up.
Hey,
hey. Got a drop on this flexin' nigga. He from Tennessee, I had a thought. She be with this shit, she told me way he be. I say for sure, baby, let me know if you wanna eat. She like, Vaughn, you already know, just put your girl on fleek. I'm like, cool, I can do that, boo. What you want, some shoes? Jimmy Choo with a handbag too. Red or baby blue, she get to smile. She ain't used to this, cause she ain't used to shit. I'm just laughing, could've been a pimp the way I move my lip. I be speeding, could've been a driver the way I push the whip. You a hoe, could've been a bitch the way you throw a fit. But fuck that, right back to the script, cause this a major lick. He got bricks, plus his neck and icy, and it matches wrist. Now it's like six, told her hit his phone. Meet him in the whip, but he ain't go. But he ain't that slow, say meet him at the store. I'm like, cool, let him run his move. Do what he gon' do, cause this the plot. Put him in a pot, let it cook like stew. I grab my Glock, if it do a lot. But it still shoot like new, we at the top. Yeah, we lost a lot, but that's just how it go. But check the scope, if y'all lose one more, that's 6-24. Let me focus, can't be zoning out. He pulling up now, he double pop. He ain't getting out, he in that push a stop. That new Porsche is built like a horse. Colors like the fourth, he got a ring. I guess he ain't divorced. Wife probably a whore. Now she woke up, she strutting her stuff. This bitch thinking smoke out in the truck.
Oh, that's that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
hold the
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah,
hey, let me tell you something. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. I should slap the dog shit out you. You didn't let my motherfucking part play.
But no, we not letting your part play, nigga. This Vaughn song.
This is not the Sissy Third.
What, nigga? That's yeah. I'm keeping up with you. That's how I fucking heard about the song. I see this low ass nigga in a car. I'm reposting this shit. He was in the back of the car singing that shit word for word. I said, what the fuck? And he's up from 65th, up not from 63rd. I said, God damn, what some niggas beefing two blocks away? What the fuck is going on? Said, shit, Chicago is dangerous. What do you mean? That's like in Philly, a nigga saying, I'm from Susquehanna, I'm not from Diamond Street. It's like, nigga, that's two blocks away.
Yeah, we got to separate it. We just got to let you know the difference between, so you won't get us confused. You know how it is, like, you know how y'all go out there, somebody else come around, but y'all from Philly. We won't know, like, what part of Philly y'all from. Yeah. So, like, we from Chicago, but we ain't the same. I don't want y'all to get it confused. Like, we on 64th, they on 63rd.
All right.
Listen, you're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. This is brought to you by Barstool Sports. This edition is Welcome to O-Block, man. The new album is out, man. Listen, King Vaughn, before we get into that, we gonna get into the sponsors. One thing I like about Harry Razors, a lot of people say, man, oh, this razor, that. This one thing about Harry Razors, you get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shaves out of it, because I didn't got it out of there myself. You go to harrys.com/millions, right? You got to check them out. Listen, and right now for $3, everybody that's new, the new U.S. customers can redeem a Harry's trial set at harrys.com. Once again, /millions for just $3. You get 5 blade razors featuring a new sharper blade, a Wade handle, foaming shade. You get the gel with the aloe and the travel cover to protect the blades when you're on the go. That's harrys.com/millions for $3. Check them out, man. But listen, man, we're gonna get right into this.
Let's
man.
Get it to it. Because the youngins love you.
They love you.
I love them too.
Yeah, man, the trenches. Love you. And I'm gonna keep it all the way real. You from Chicago.
Yeah.
So the trenches in Chicago, they supposed to love you. Because that's your city. If you could get the trenches in Philadelphia to love you, you really doing some shit out here, and they love you, dog. So I salute you. You hear what I'm saying? Let me say this, right? You got the album out, right?
Uh-huh.
When you first put that your single out, that was independent.
Yeah, for sure.
You still independent?
Right now, it's really OT out the family shit, but we got some shit going on with Empire. I'm doing shit with them right now. So, but yeah, I ain't signed yet. So, next year, hopefully I got some big checks coming out there now.
So right now, he's just basically running it up right now. He's establishing his proof of concept. He's telling y'all out there, he's staying indie right now. So next year, he going to knock one of these labels in their fucking head, basically. Basically what you're saying.
That's basically what you're saying.
He going to knock somebody in their fucking head.
Well, let me ask you a question. You already iced up?
I am super iced.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You already heavy. I see everybody with you got O-Block chains on, so the gang is heavy.
Yeah, you can't be icy by yourself, man. You know? Yeah. I ain't do this shit by myself, so.
Talk heavy, show this shit. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I thought. Hey.
You gotta look out for the guys.
What would make you say I want to go to a label?
Shit, they got to be a lot. It just gotta be right. Everything gotta make sense. Like, if it makes sense, I'm, you know, everything gotta make sense. They gotta be talking right. This shit gotta be, you know. That's another conversation. They gonna figure it out.
But he is gonna figure the fuck out.
I got a lot of people that I gotta take care of, so they gonna figure it out.
I see you go to the hood and just pulled the money out of the duffel bag and blessed all everybody that was in the struggle. Why was that important to you, and why was that necessary?
You know how you just be like with your homies and shit, you a shorty and shit, y'all got all the dreams, the big dreams. Y'all, man, when we get some money, we gonna do this. Or you gonna see a car ride paid, man, we gonna get that car. Like when I was a shorty, I said, I'm gonna get a lot of money and we gonna all split it. I'm gonna split it with y'all, I'm gonna get a lot of money. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just got a lot of money, and then that's just what I.
Yeah, that was real.
Yeah, it's really just.
When you was in the joint, you was fighting that body. You thought you was going to get boxed in, or you always knew you was going to beat it. Did you feel it? Like, because you know how you, when you waiting for that joint, you going back and forth to court. You got to go to preliminary, going to all these fucking joints. You going back to the cell. You in the fucking county for all them years. There wasn't ever a moment where you say, man, these motherfuckers might give me life, man.
You know, you always got to have that, you know. This reality, this real life. So you got to know, like, you got to be real with yourself. Like, all right, it's either this or it's that. But, like, who going to be on my side if I'm not going to? So, you know, I'm 100% with me. Like, hell no, I'm finna get out. I'm finna beat this.
I can't beat it if I ain't
convinced that I'm finna get out. So I'm telling everybody, I go on the phone, you know, everybody see what's going on. Everybody, this shit against me, you know. So I'll be talking to my homie, you know, and they'll be, man, you think you getting out for real, though? Like, you know, and then my girl will be asking me, man, when you getting out? Like, when? They still ain't saying nothing. And they still saying, like, the people come to court and shit. I mean, you just gotta wait. I don't know what day. You just gotta wait.
That shit be scared. See, a lot of people don't know when you waiting in the motherfucking holding cells and you going upstairs, you saying to yourself, these motherfuckers coming to court today. I'm trying to, you be like,
you gotta,
shit.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
It's a crazy feeling, though, but you know, to come out and just.
You gotta have faith, man. You gotta just be ready, though. Like, you just gotta be ready to be, you know? Ready to lose. I wanna win, you know? But you gotta be ready.
Can you say that was the scariest time of your life?
Yeah. We want to with the verdict, all that. Like, you know how you, man, I don't know. When you can't control your feelings, like, you too happy. Like, I'm so happy that they said not guilty, that some tears coming out of my shit, but I ain't crying. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But they, you know, damn. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Because right.
You know that to have your life in them people's hands, you know what I'm saying? And they determining whether you gonna go home to your
family.
That's
scary. Now that shit, right? You got to, you know, you just holding your breath because they sitting there taking their time and they really telling, all right, y'all stand up. All right. Now, all right, in the case of, now everything just quiet for a minute. They pausing and everything. They being dramatic in that bitch. So you just
let's move this up so they can hear you. You got to talk into that. They need to hear this.
See, they get the feeling everything because they being dramatic in the courtroom too. Like everybody getting that, and they ain't saying nothing. Everybody got a straight face. So all right. So first degree murder, you know. Now you waiting on what they finna say. They pause again. Not guilty. All right. First degree attempt murder. Not guilty. All right. First degree attempt. Not. Oh damn, that's all of them. You see what I'm saying? Oh, ooh, that's all of them.
I'm out of here.
Oh, shout out the lawyer.
Said, nigga, you a bad motherfucker. Yeah,
fuck out of here. You start talking that shit again. That's when you start popping. Yeah,
that nigga
walked
right home.
You start popping that shit again. Yeah, you start popping.
Him to Tennessee.
Did you have a suit on?
Him to Tennessee. He went right home. I'm from 65th. I'm not from 63rd.
He went step. Yo, did you have a suit on? You had the suit on?
Huh? Yeah, I had the little dress shirt and shit. Dirk got me flying shit. Like, Dirk, he bought my trash and shit.
Shout out to Dirk, man.
So, yeah, I had the some nice little slacks and shit. Nice little dress shoes and shit. Yeah.
That's what's up. So, how did that shit get so dangerous in Chicago?
Oh, no, I was in jail most of the time. It was getting dangerous. It just happened.
Yeah.
Like, you know how this shit just be. I got to get dangerous in Philly.
No, but y'all shit, 104 niggas got shot in the weekend. Like, that's a different type of dangerous. Like, that nigga like 104, I ain't even know that.
I ain't none of them niggas. It be like that. You know what I'm saying? No. That shit fucked up. Yeah. But you gotta be careful though. You know that shit. You know how it is, Gilly. That shit, it be that's ugly. Cool. It get ugly. You know, niggas be mad. Niggas don't like niggas. Niggas be tweaking. It be all type of shit going on, and niggas don't know no other way to solve, resolve. Niggas don't know how to talk to each other. Niggas don't know how to come to a table or talk to, you know what I'm saying?
On some real
niggas
shit.
Niggas just gonna fuck it. You see what I'm saying? Right. Niggas ain't gonna talk about that. Nah, somebody kill somebody. Everybody got family. Somebody relate to him or somebody cool with him. You kill him. Now everybody that he was close with is trying to kill you. It's a never ending. Or they gonna kill. Let's kill somebody close to him.
Right. Hey, how does that end? How y'all stop that?
It don't stop. Shit. It's to everybody, all the people that playing the game, it's gone. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the last man standing. It's either you're going to be in jail, you're going to die, or you getting lucky around this bitch.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
But you just got to, ain't nobody talking about it. Don't nobody know how to talk. Like, niggas really slow. A lot of niggas, they, you know, they ain't been in school. They don't give no fuck about shit. They tough as hell. They don't know how to sit down and talk about certain shit. Like, you know, niggas be down for nothing. A lot of niggas down for nothing. But it be that's like that shit. You going, you know.
How many homies you lost?
A lot.
What's a lot? Number?
7, 8.
Damn.
Oh, I got like 6 of them on my chest, and I got recently. Yeah, I lost a few.
Do you even cry anymore at funerals? Do it come out still?
It depends on who. Like my grandma, she just passed.
Now I'm talking about the homies. You, so many you.
It depends on who it is. I'm close to a lot of motherfuckers. Like, you know, it get the hitting harder. Like when I lost my best friend, it hit harder. But you know, it hit harder for different motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever feel like?
But they all get that, you know, you just get that sad feeling out of nowhere. You right. get to get by all the guys right. on front of them, you know.
Right.
It be like that sometimes, but.
So let me say this, right? Do you ever, you know, because once you, I've been a young nigga, I understand how this shit go. You ever sometimes, you know, where you at in life now and looking at the homies you lost and even looking at maybe some of your rivals or, you know what I mean, or some of the niggas that they might have lost. Do you ever sit back and be like, damn, man, I wish we would have squashed this shit when this shit first went down?
It ain't squash it. No, I wish it had never happened in the first place.
Like, right, right.
I wish a lot of shit ain't never happened. You know, you wish, of course you wish your homie never got killed, mm-hmm. of course. But, you know.
Because you in a different space in life right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like it'd have been, I wish I never grew up in a project. I wish my mama had some money.
Right, absolutely.
A lot of shit, if I could wish a lot of shit would be different, but. It just happened like that. Like, say your brother get killed or somebody get killed. It just happened like that. What you gonna do?
And you know what's crazy? That's to all the youngins out there, right, that's watching this podcast, that's some of the realest shit he could have possibly said.
That's some real
shit,
for real.
Is that I wish I would have grew up outside the projects. I wish my mama would have had money. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of motherfuckers want to lead with, I grew up in the hood. I grew up, like, that shit means something. That shit don't mean, I mean your parents was fucked up. That's all that mean. That don't mean that, oh, you tough, because it bring a certain amount of, you know, because let's be for real, in every hood is bitch ass niggas.
Yep.
In every hood is niggas that street niggas call squares, who they know all the street niggas, but they get up, they go to work every day, they stay the fuck out the way. And they watch all you niggas die and go to jail. And he was the square nigga. He out here. He got his bitch. Mm-hmm. He got his motherfucking family. They got a pension he about to get in a certain amount of years. So understand to the young niggas out there, man, sometimes it's hip to be square, man. You feel what I'm saying? This nigga was brought up in that shit.
It ain't even technically being square. It's like just, you know, staying out the way. Like, you got to do, you know.
Right.
Like, the street shit, you ain't got to do it. Like, it's other way to get money, it's other way to do shit. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, it wasn't even like, let's go be bad or nothing. It's like, damn, somebody died and I, man, what the, oh, no. It's like, ain't know what to do. I'm for no, but that shit.
Yeah.
The streets, it's, you know, if you can figure it out, some niggas get lucky. But most niggas, at the end of the day, like, after 10 years, we lost so many mans, and a lot of niggas ain't alive. Like it's a handful.
And, like, for me, like, when I, like, you know, when we had the number 2 single in the country and we going from city to city, we performing, and the shit that hurt me the most was shit like, damn, my man Al not even here to see this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Wallow can't even see this shit. Damn, I got 7 bitches in this room ready to wrestle over my dick, man. Wallow. Follow on there, jerking
times,
off.
Like, at your highest moments when you feel like you're doing something real good, you celebrating something going good.
I'm in the cell.
He in there doing 20 years jerking off, man. I'm ready. Yeah. You know, because he won in that 17.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was in that joint going crazy. I had all the smut books. Nigga, you had seven bitches on the street. I had seven chicks in the smut books laid across that mattress with my sheet on the fucking door. Nigga, I was, I had my time.
Hey, hold on. Don't act like, boy, you was locked the fucking
for a minute. I just be getting bit. I ain't gonna be saying it like that, though. I was talking about it. I was fucking. I had little hoes in the home play. I had little, little commissary little hoes. They used to be fucking with me in that bitch. Right. Trying to give me little hugs and kisses and shit, you know? And
I'd be clapping them. He had a little fat little CEO bitch, little chubby bitch. He used to take
all that shit work.
Nah, you got to do what you got to do.
All that shit work. Fuck you,
so many. Yeah,
how they treat you out here? How they treating you out here?
What you mean?
How the ladies treating you?
You know how they treat.
They love me.
Go ahead. Pop your shit. Yeah, they love me.
They put your dick in the butt, naked headlock.
They out here going crazy.
You know the ladies love me.
Let me ask you a question. Cause wasn't you with Asian?
Yeah, we was fucking around and shit, damn, talking like that. We cool though. This is still my people. We just ain't in a relationship no more.
So you got your choice right now. Who you going with? Who you going with? Any female in this industry?
I ain't really. I don't know. I don't see nobody like, right now. I got my eyes like, you know. But ain't nobody.
Oh, right, you got anybody shoot your shot at? Shoot them to. Who out here?
Ain't on nobody right now.
Damn, ain't
I got it's fucked up. I got to find. So I got to look around. I got to find something different because I done. I got to find something a little different. Yeah, like I need to switch my. Yeah, I'm looking on the wrong Instagram. This Floyd thing or something. I got to switch it. Man, I want some different type of females right now. Like I need. I want a badass like. Doctor ass bitch, but a badass one though. You see what I'm saying? I want her to be some type of different. I know how she look in my head, but I ain't.
So what type of bitches you been getting right now?
I can
then
explain. I've been getting. I can get any bitch I want right now.
Any of them, huh?
Nah, but you saying like you tired of a certain type of
but
bitch?
I ain't,
so.
Yeah, so I be trying to talk to him. I kick
make sure
it
you talking
shit
to this mic because we want to hear what
I
you
I kick
say
it with a motherfucker. You know we a kicker. Let's blab and see. I see, but they be like they missing something. Everybody missing something. Like, so I gotta switch it. I think I gotta.
What's the most important trait you look for in a female?
I don't know. Like, I ain't even sure of what I want. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not even sure what I want. And like, I've been in jail so long. I'm out now. I got to speak out. I got to just see. When I see it, I'm going to know, like, all right, that's what it. But I don't know. I ain't saw it. Like, nah. I got to find that hoe.
You looking for it, though. But she out there. You looking for
it. Yeah, not. But, like, the females I've been fucking with, some. They got decent traits. Like, they be. They be decent females, but it don't be everything. Like, cause I still be wondering.
They missing something.
What they be fucking up with? What they be doing crazy? It be something crazy they be doing or what?
Nah, like, it's just something just don't like, be right. Or
is you one of them niggas that's like too picky though? Like, no, the bitch the bitch pinky toe scratched.
I done had hoes that ain't even bad. Not I done fuck with. Like, they ain't yet. You know, I just started rapping, man.
Hey, on, babe, so you had some.
So you was running down on anything?
Cause right now I get badass. You see what I'm saying?
But hold on. So you saying King Von used to be running down on sixes.
Dang, King Von used to be doing a lot of shit. I used to do a lot of shit for real. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just started rapping and having money. I ain't never had like more than $2,000 until I turned like 22. So, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I just started getting money and shit like that.
How old
I've
you,
been
bro?
Having hoes for, I'm 26 now.
26, all right.
Yeah. But I've been doing all type of, it's just that the level of this shit is up now.
Right.
I had the bad hoes in the hood though. Like right. I fucked all the pretty, but these hood hoes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I look at my hood hoes now, I would never even touch them. but I had flexing. The baddest one. Now I had the baddest hood hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo. But these different type of hoes we talking about now. We talking about different type of, I'm talking about hoes now.
All I could think about was fucking Dirt Cloud when he said, one of us don't speak because I call her a hooker.
And I ain't even talking about hoes. I'm talking about female women. Let me stop because I don't think I'm just. But this is how I talk because I'm a gangster. That's how I could talk like that. I'm talking about females, women, whatever y'all want to say. I'm talking about y'all, whoever looking. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
now, nigga. Let's get to this next sponsor.
We're going to get into the next sponsor. One thing I like about ShipStation, no matter what you're doing on Ship, what type of website you got, listen, one thing about ShipStation, they're affordable. I'm talking about they get your orders out quickly. They help you save money on shipping calls, and they keep the customers happy. Shopify, Amazon, eBay, your own website, it don't matter. ShipStation bring everything together in one small interface, and it just take care of everything for you. One thing you got to do is you get 60 days free. I'm talking about free 60 days when you use the code GAME. Go to ShipStation.com, use the code GAME, you get 60 days free. Once again, ShipStation is all you need for your orders. Now
let me say this.
I'm going to say this. This is what I need to know, yo. This is what I need to know. When you go into that studio, when you go into that booth, you writing or you going off the top?
All right, now, it's lately it's been off the top, but a lot of the shit that's dropping right now, that's the shit I wrote when I was in jail. Mm-hmm. Which I'm just not, you know, giving and getting to them and shit. So, mm-hmm. I still got something, but I can still go back in my, I got like a lot of notes and shit, like when the papers I wrote in jail and shit. I got an enjoy at the crib.
Yeah.
So I go back, I rap it, I get catch the flow, and I send it to my nigga DJ Chop Squad, and he'll make the beat, and he'll send it back. So I go in there and I just, nah, that's the song, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what I just dropped, what's that? What the fuck?
On Welcome to Oblock.
Matter of fact, I did took it to the O. I wrote that in jail. Took it to the O in jail. What the fuck I wrote? In jail.
So how long you been home?
Right now, how long I been home now? I don't be counting time, be flying. like a year and a half or something, like more than a year now. Okay. Off this case with I got a pending case right now with Dirk. So, but before that, I've been home a little second before I got out before the murder charge.
How much time you been in jail?
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've been in that jail since I was 16, so it's I ain't got you lose track of all this. You know, it's too many times and too many.
Absolutely.
But when you go in the stew, but your best shit, you wrote it. Crazy story, you wrote that.
Crazy story, yeah, I wrote that on the bus. Yeah, I wrote that on my phone.
So you wrote. So your best shit, you wrote.
Yeah, that shit fire too.
That shit I got with Dirk. All these niggas.
All
that
these
bitch
niggas
going so crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That bitch are like 25 million or some shit right now. Like in 2 months. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That bitch got. I went in there. Me and Dirk just, you know.
That's one in there and one off the top.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't know. Like then, that I don't know why he told. That bitch go crazy. I went off the top with that bitch. You see what I'm saying?
Off this, right?
What's that? It's the other nigga. Like, look how that bitch
DJ on the beat, so it's bang, yeah.
All these niggas act like they with that shit. Ain't stunning these niggas. Lamb truck sit so low, I had to crush my back. Fuck around, to sit on my piss. How you gonna backdoor a nigga you love for a little bit of clout? That's a shame on niggas. How you gonna sit in my car, try to play little punk like we ain't too dangerous? Bro got trial, he lost faith. He looked up when they changed the verdict. Robbers, goofy, spanks, pay me for a song. Gonna clear the verses, we don't go off names. Don't care who they is, we go off murder.
Bitch, your murder,
oh, boy, this bitch go crazy.
I need 4K for the shirt. He a pussy, I know niggas in this hood. That boy a hoe.
That pussy dookie, I be fucking this main bitch and he don't know. We got four bad drunk. Every time they see me, I'm on go. Tuka in my lungs, I say that every time. Cause he got smoke. Fuck how you feel for real. My best friend, he got killed. We was in that field for real. Blowing niggas down, welcome here. Everything I say, I mean it. 690 say he seen it. Ain't no King Von the demon. Super cold, that boy anemic.
Nigga don't shit on my face, they say when I turn my back, little nigga, let's do it.
I ain't got a back though, I ain't gotta take you out, little nigga, you know we into it.
You ain't even good in your hood, you ain't even go to your hood. Why you can't blame your hood? You don't wear chains in the hood, you don't even claim your
block
hood.
Block on that, block that.
Yeah, O block, OTF 300, bitch, just check the stats.
Niggas say that they be throwing shots, I better catch them back.
I call folks from late,
I know they up, I know they in the trap.
Man, this ass is goofy, got this shit off.
I've been shooting guns. I got bodies from way back. I spent a lot on bonds. Once I beat my case, I get it back.
You know they like the
Hey, that's that shit right there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Crazy.
Yeah. That shit, hey.
That's the one when y'all in the car in the joint,
yeah,
right?
Like yeah. Like a rape on the block.
Yeah, that shit tough.
That shit cool.
Yeah, that shit fire.
So.
Now, I want to ask you a question.
He got AJ singing that joint.
Yeah.
My little young boy singing that, man. I was like, yo, what the fuck is that?
And hold on. He's singing it in the new Lamborghini.
In the new Lambo. Yep.
Nigga just bought two Lamborghinis in 4 months.
Yeah,
real estate money good, huh?
Yeah. Put them on that Rona proof. You know about Rona proof, bro?
Rona proof. Now, what's that?
Yeah, that's me. That's putting people on the wholesale game in real estate, man. So, you know. Like I heard you talk about when you was young, you had like $2,000. You had no more than $2,000, right? So I put people in the real estate game where you don't have to have money, credit, or like a license. So like a young guy getting in trouble, you ain't gotta have no credentials to get started. So basically, how niggas hustle, work through the hood, you can do this with real estate, legit legal, right? So basically, the whole process is. You go find people that's about to lose their house, like on a foreclosure, mm-hmm. can't pay their bills, or mm-hmm. somebody.
This game on, you can put your homies down with the still in the hood. You can put them down with this, right no now. Money.
So, the trap houses,
shout out
and bandos.
Don Realty, I'm for them. That's one of the guys off the block. Yeah. That's his Instagram, Don Realty. He do the real estate and shit. So yeah.
Yeah, so all your boys, you can plug them with. Everybody can understand that they can really do real estate. With no credit, no nothing, man. Yep.
And get that money.
And so you ain't got to be walking around with $2,000 feeling like you got to go pull a move on somebody.
We ain't got to do that no more.
Right. So where they get sign up for that, Tony?
Yeah, man. Hey, text 919-822-8525. Text Rona Proof to 919-822-8525. Get Rona Proof right now. Let's go.
Now, I've been seeing a series on YouTube. It's like Chicago something. And they do a whole documentary on one person. I'm talking about, I sat in the crib one night. I watched 40 of these motherfuckers. I feel like I know every nigga in Chicago. You don't know what I'm talking about? It's like a series on YouTube a guy put out. And it's about Chicago people. They got one on you. They got one on Dirk. They got a bunch of joints.
It's going to be accurate, though. I'll be watching them.
That's my exact words.
This what they speculating. This what they, you know.
That's
like,
my.
When they say a motherfucker killed them and killed that, they just seeing that. You see what I'm saying? This is what they think. And they wasn't there. And they don't know what's going on. They probably read some shit or heard some shit from the police or something. Or heard some shit from a witness. But that shit. So.
That's my exact point that I wanted
really
to put out there.
They really seeing crazy shit in the doc. You know, they seeing a motherfucker killed them or a motherfucker be in jail if that's what happened, you see what I'm saying? So don't get to seeing that and get the motherfuckers thinking that motherfucker looking at the motherfucker. He cool, you see what I'm saying? Right. They just seeing that, you see what I'm saying?
Right. That's exactly what I'm telling the youngest because...
Ain't nobody kill y'all.
I'm sitting there saying, how the fuck would this nigga who do these documentaries know about all these niggas in Chicago?
And he don't even be around.
And this nigga probably ain't never been around one of these niggas. But this shit be so detailed. This shit be so detailed. And then such and such went over to 63rd Street and they killed this person. And then they came. I'll be like, how the fuck would you know all of this shit? But the youth, really, they see this shit, Vaughn. And they don't live by this shit. They don't know no better. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I'm glad that you put that shit out there. Like, man, a lot of that shit not accurate, man.
Yeah, you know, y'all can't believe that thing on the YouTube. Don't believe that shit, man. Believe y'all. Just believe what you see. Like, what you really, you know, like you see what you see. You see a motherfucker. What you see us doing? You see a motherfucker doing good and all that. You see a motherfucker, you know.
Because they do try to put a stigma on y'all.
They just saying shit, you know. They get to saying, he did that. Motherfucker was somewhere else, all type of other shit, you know. They just get to doing that shit ain't right. So don't believe all that shit, man.
How you feel with them putting, like, you know, they give y'all niggas the dangerous tip.
Man, every video I see, I be, damn, I be mad as hell. Another video.
They give y'all the fucking another video dangerous.
Every day.
They give y'all the, y'all that dangerous.
I think motherfuckers just be clout chasing views and
nah,
shit.
Nah, they just get to doing, they just be in other people's life. They in our life too hard, and they broadcasting the wrong shit in our life. And y'all got people looking at us crazy, you see what I'm saying? Because y'all broadcasting the wrong shit. Y'all doing it too high. Y'all doing it too much. But y'all don't care because this ain't y'all life. But y'all just steady throwing shit out there that ain't true. Seeing a motherfucker did this and did that. But it's somebody's life. But y'all steady saying that like y'all was right there or something. You see what I'm saying?
And they, I'm keeping real. Crazy, the yeah. way they put that shit together, though, it'd be and so believable. It'd be damn near like a BET special next on American Gangster. King Vaughn. He came through, sprayed up everybody. Like, God my damn. You be watching that
crazy
shit. Like, then they be like, then Southside Johnny came back. And you be looking at this shit like, after I watched about five of these motherfuckers, I said, there's no fucking way that the nigga that's producing this shit know all of this shit. So that's why I said, I'm going to ask him when he get there. Is a lot of that shit in them be some bullshit? And before I even got to ask the question, he jumped right on it, man. I don't believe that shit, man. A lot of that shit be on some bullshit, man. And a lot of the youth need to know that, man. How does it feel knowing that you are part of putting Chicago, you know, out there?
They ain't going to tell you the good shit about the motherfucker, though. I ain't gonna show you that part.
Would you tell us? What's some of the good shit you did?
Feel about, you know, nah, what you gonna say putting Chicago back?
Yeah, like the music. Like the way you're going hard for the music
shit. That's going on right now at CC. Like,
yeah.
I ain't even sit down and be like, all right, I'm putting Chicago back on it. Because it just started happening.
No, but I'm not saying Chicago back on, because Chicago ain't never left since Chief Keef and Lil Durk and a bunch of niggas came out. Y'all always been kind of solid. Like, Right. Feel what I'm saying? G Herbos and but now it's like
Hold on, let me see what's up to my boy. Hey PMB, check it out.
Okay.
Rock in the building.
Rock
man.
Is in the building.
Come on, man.
Come on. What's rock up, is brother? In the building. Come
what's
on,
you up, brother?
We got come Rock on, in the building. Come man. On, sit down, man. Come on, man. Go ahead. Now, state your name.
Oh yeah. Hey, man, you already know it's your boy PNB Rock. I remember game.
I remember PNB Rock ass first came home from jail.
Man, what?
Remember?
Listen, PNB Rock, when I first got out of the penitentiary 20 years, PNB Rock, I went to three shows with this man. Changed my life that first night. I ain't gonna tell you what happened, but some shit happened.
What happened, Rock?
I was Wally Turner.
What happened, Rock?
Go ahead, Rock. Say
what happened, Rock?
Both got some cutty.
What happened, Rock?
Bro, he was living his movie. Just know that, bro.
That nigga was in there sucking titties, man. That nigga ain't get no action.
Some vibes,
it was some. It was
that nigga's in there sucking titties. Nigga did 20 years, came home, PNB Rock, put him in a room with 30 bitches. He was in there sucking 60 titties.
So raving him.
Yeah, it was wild.
He sucked so Raven.
No, I didn't. Oh, no, I didn't do that. Y'all, I just tried, I just set it off.
Oh, shit.
No, that was PNB
right.
Rock.
That's right.
No, no, that's BB Rock. PNB Rock screened it. He was with Soul Raven.
No, don't do that. Listen. He sucks so crazy. I ain't do shit. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I just came crazy, man.
Let me ask you a question.
I ain't gonna tell nobody.
Did little nipple, big nipple?
No, I don't. 50 cent piece. I don't know what you talking about.
My man phone, bro. That's all you got.
Whoa! I got a crazy viral video.
It is
viral. No, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do shit.
You was recording?
I wasn't recording. We was in there chilling. I just came home. Rock was in there bullshit. I came in there. Hold up. Set it right off, fresh out the jail.
Got naked.
That was the first time.
You came right in there and got naked, huh?
I got it lit.
You came right in there and got naked, huh?
No, I ain't get raw. I'm just saying, I turned
on some aggressive God, shit. Boy. He came right on some, oh, you bitches, take your clothes off. I just did 20 years.
I ain't do all that. I ain't do all that. It went down, though. I'm going to just say that.
I not came in there like that.
I mean, I wouldn't have done all that. This nigga, we'd have been in jail. Rock would have been up.
Doing that.
You know what I mean?
Hey. So you and PNB Rock, y'all definitely fuck.
That's my boy.
That's the brother. Okay, that's what's up, man. It's good to see, man, Philly and Chicago link up, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this. Harold's or Uncle Remus?
I fuck with Harold's.
I fuck with Harold's, too. And all my niggas on the west side of Chicago, Boo and Gotti and all you niggas talking that Uncle Remus shit, y'all full of shit, man. Harold's is definitely better than Uncle fucking Remus.
Oh, that's just because Harold's by my hood and shit. You see what I'm saying? I wasn't going out with nobody else's hood to go get no food.
No, but them niggas lied to me because I came to Chicago. I thought Harold's was the best chicken in the motherfucking world, and they hyped me up. No, we got to take you to Uncle Remus. We rode all the fuck out the west side.
Yeah, they be arguing about this shit.
Yeah, we rode all the way out west side. That shit was not fucking with Harold's, man. By no way, shape, or fucking form. So you, where you performing at tonight?
What's it called? Bucks. Earlier, the Bucks, I think.
Bucks, for sure. You're going to leave out of there with some butts.
I'm going that bitch act crazy. I'm going to probably leave out there by myself. I'm tired, man. I ain't on that.
You be killing them all. You should eat.
I'll be tired, bro. Real.
Stabbing these bitches like OJ, huh?
I ain't stabbing nobody. He has a boy set. He be trying to throw them off.
He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. Gil, piece of shit. That nigga caught up there.
No, I watched this dangerous little nigga, man.
You gotta be chill. You gotta be smooth. Hey,
well, you already told them don't believe the shit niggas be saying. Man, this shit.
For real. They be lying.
Nigga ain't dangerous, man. He came in pretty cool,
that,
man.
That fuck's really be
doing. He's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit. I'm very dangerous. I just saying, I ain't on that. I'm chilling.
No, he ain't dangerous. He's not dangerous. He's a good guy. He's a good kid. But I'm gonna say this though: who you listening to right now? Outside of your people, who you listening to in the regular?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie, I be listening straight to guys on phone number. Whoever you see me around, I'm listening straight to them. I ain't gonna lie, Booker going crazy, Dirk going crazy, Nemo going crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening straight to guys. So I ain't gonna lie. And, you know, me and PNB got some shit about to go crazy.
We got to play exclusive right here.
We got to play something. What we got to play exclusive? A little minute and 30 seconds or something?
How you can play that?
Send me airdrop it to him. No, airdrop
about
that
to play
shit.
Exclusive.
I ain't gonna let
right
it.
Now. $1 million worth of game. We got a fucking exclusive. You know why? Because we break records.
So yeah, drop that shit right now.
You know what I mean? Look at this shit.
You got even done.
I'm going to go right in. We going in. But I got to save it to you.
Let's go. Oh, wait, hold on. Don't play that motherfucker. Hold on. Wait. Hold up. So who is this? This you featuring PNB Rock?
Nah, this
PNB.
That's folk shit. I'm on this shit.
New PNB Rock featuring King Von. I don't know the name yet, but I know this shit is hot.
Two-tone rose gold, Cartier skeleton. I ride with my dogs, whether right or wrong. I got all these scars, cause my niggas gone. Set them on my back and put them in my song. Caught them slipping, left them on the new. Cut a bite now, cause he love the truth. All these hoes in there, how to fuck me one. New lane ball with a trunk in the front. These niggas die better, they sweeter than punch. I done made it out the bottom, baby, I ain't coming back. Met back on that label truck. Revolver hit them, they ain't solving that. His and hers, and ain't they drip. Too many plugs, they come in distance. Whack all the odds, don't leave no witness. Popping all these purse, I need to quit it. Got brand new coupes and lead the killer. How about a drop of the odds, spot and pop shots. Young nigga works some M's, it's crazy, cause I still spend the block. Bad little bitch want ass shots. I'ma cash her off, she gon' give me that drop. That bitch thinks she special, I drop drip on my bed. Lambo seats in her. Stay smart, got the heat in her. Watch your body, they creepin', yeah. No peace, no sleepin', yeah. Hey, bro, just bring them freaks in hell. Yeah. If he's sweet, I'll have my young niggas eat. We gon' have them feastin', yeah. Two-tone rose gold, Cartier skeleton. I ride with my dogs, whether right or wrong. I got all these scars, cause my niggas
because
gone.
They gone.
Set them on my back and put them in my song. Caught him slipping, left him on the new. Got a bite now, cause he love the truth. All these hoes in here, I don't fuck me one. New Lambo with a trunk in the front. These niggas die better, they sweeter than punch.
Before I die, they gon' remember me. For being in these streets and slangin' heat, ain't duck no enemies. I want the toughest nigga, I ain't never prayed up on a week. And your little baby mama live real good, but that bitch pussy weak. These little boys can't fuck with me. Four bad blocks, they stuck to me. I be in your dreams, you can't even sleep, you think about touching me. Man, this shit'll get ugly. Now this shit'll get crazy. What got killed that made me crazy? Couldn't do shit, I was in them cage. Writing murder ones, couldn't even see my son. I was on the run, I got the biggest bag. You know these niggas mad. Cause they tried to run off with that sack, I made them fumble, then I ran it back. Two-tone roll.
Hey, when did that shit dropping?
Hey,
you shoot a
video for that shit. We'll start.
That shit,
alright. For the trenches too, you feel me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is a surprise, cause I did not know Rock was going to pop into the $1 million worth of game.
No shit, you feel me? This the brothers right here, you know?
Right.
You know, folks got to pop out with me in a big belly. Pop out, pull up, y'all. Fuck, we up there, tell me y'all.
Now, this is what we ready to do. We ready to get into stories from the cell, right? Both of y'all got to give a story from the cell. When y'all was in that cell and shit was tight, whatever it may be, give you crazy shit. What was the craziest shit you seen in the joint, man?
Man, really shit, the crazy shit. What's the craziest shit I seen? And the crazy shit I seen, yeah, really is a motherfucker, one of the guys bonding out. As soon as he bonding out, he got killed. You see what I'm saying? That's the crazy thing I saw. Like, I think that's that bitch on the end, you know? That's the crazy thing. As soon as he got out, he was leaving out. When he was leaving out, he was leaving out. Like, he ain't even really want to leave out. He was getting that. He let me have his little tank top and shit and his little thermos. She like, man, why you looking like you ain't... Smile, bitch, you finna get out there, go right. Crazy. Ooh, yeah, all right, man, I miss your bitch. Man, I'm finna be out, I'm figuring it out. Ooh, you know.
That was crazy.
We wake up in the morning, hey, man, folks got killed as soon as he left about this. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What about you, Rock?
I don't really got no tragic stories. When I was in the jail, I was so
it could have been some funny shit. You know what I mean? Could have been anything you've seen.
Shit funny in jail.
It was the jail. The jail always was the bid to me. I always make that shit my bid. But it was one time some old nigga came myself. Nigga probably like 70, you hear me? 63, something like that. I think the nigga tried me on some weird shit, you hear me?
Nigga try to take your innocence?
We in the cell, Dolo, just me and him, you hear me? He had just come in the cell, you hear me? Nigga, we topping it. I'm topping, just talking on some regular shit. We just talking, you feel me? When you get your cell, you just topping. Nigga just pull his pants down and start taking the shit.
Woo. But he's an old man,
while we was in the middle of the combo, though. Oh, man. He ain't sheet up, nothing, you feel me?
See, like, old people be tweaking, but if he young or something, like it be old men, like, they'll put you in the cell with a nigga like 7, they put me in the cell, nigga, like, that was
shit.
That I gotta help him to go to the, I gotta push him in the wheelchair. They put me in there with a nigga that, nah, for real, like, I'm in the cell with a nigga that's 80, I gotta take him to lunch. I'm in the joint. I don't even know this man, but he in my cell. I gotta take this man because you're gonna leave this old man there. He's stinking. He loud. He got his dentures in. He be chewing his dentures. He supposed to take him out when he go to sleep. So I'm school. Take your dentures out, man. This I'm in jail. Yeah. And you sound saying, but I'm his grandson.
Yeah.
Cause
so you dangerous, but you got a hell of a heart.
Man, you know you gotta. You gotta look out for your people, man. You gotta look out for your people or look out for you. You know what I'm saying?
See, he said they don't ever talk about the good shit I did. See, he was pushing the 80-year-old nigga to the lunch every day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Good fucking God. They just put you out there on YouTube like shit crazy, man.
They talk bad about Jesus.
Oh,
Vaughn's
a good dude, man.
No, I know he's a good dude. But I'm just saying, you know, you see some of the fucking documentaries.
Yeah, they be doing me bogus. I know they.
Let me ask both of y'all a question. Right? Y'all in the rap game, right?
Right.
Y'all in the rap game. Y'all both from the streets. What's the fake shit y'all run into in the game, man?
Shit, these niggas telling shit. That's the, what you mean in the
I'm
game?
Talking about the rap game.
These niggas telling, okay? That niggas bogus. Shit, what else? Yeah, it be just
a
and
whole
then niggas be choosing
shit.
Side. We like yeah. Say you don't fuck with a nigga. But you a fuck with another nigga. But I guess he'll fuck with that nigga too. Harder than he fuck with you. So he don't fuck with you. You'll start seeing niggas get on following you and shit on Instagram and shit. Niggas will stop talking to you and shit. Niggas will get to, you know. But you'll see niggas be getting closer. You'll be like, what the fuck? Like, that's gay as hell.
And you like, nigga, I don't even got no issue with you.
Nah, it's cool. It could be like that if that's how they want it to be. Because I'm with that. I like that. Like, let me know what it is, though. But the nigga want to let you know. A nigga see you again and be there.
Yeah, on some hoe shit.
And you don't want to smack his ass on something, but nigga be wrong. Because niggas really ain't like that. Right. They be acting like that. That be some of the hoe shit. Niggas
about
be
you,
I be going through the same shit, bro. Be going through. No kizzy. It be like, damn. Or a motherfucker, what you to pick a side?
I'm not even on that.
Not even gay like that to be even picking a side.
Like, leave that gangster like, shit alone. Like, the rappers, you don't even got to bring me no gangster shit. Like,
no
I know you ain't got to jump out there. Try to kick with me on no gangster shit at all. You ain't got to tell me about nobody you killed, none of that shit. Don't come to me and don't jump out there because I don't want to hear it. And I don't care. You said we can just talk about some other shit.
We can talk about some music, nigga.
Bro,
you know
niggas
I mean?
Be tweaking. Yeah, I be tweaking.
Niggas, because you know what it is? What it is young niggas trying to prove themselves. And what they don't understand is, a nigga will see you and he trying to prove himself to you, but the whole time he looking like a duck.
If we into it for real, like, not no faking to it. If we into it, we... I don't know. Because they be thinking, yeah, it's a lot of faking to it going on. But if we into it, you say we into it, you better, I swear to God, just...
Stand on it.
Y'all better stop. Don't do that. Don't say that.
And on that, we going to get into the sponsor. One thing about Simply Safe, we talking about top flight security. Like, just imagine if Gil was standing at your house. He could be Day-Day on a Friday. He'll be standing there, top flight security, watching everything that goes on. One thing about Simply Safe, they're going to give you a 60-day risk-free trial. With listen, I'm talking about no system order. There's nothing to lose. Go today to simplysafe.com/game, right? /game, and they're going to take care of you. One thing about Simply Safe, and United States News and World Report named Simply Safe best overall home security in 2020. Go to simplysafe.com/game and they're going to hook you up.
Let me ask you this question. How did you feel about a certain motherfucker trying to act like he came to your motherfucking hood on some nut shit?
You talking about somebody...
Like that.
That really don't bother. You know, that's just for the internet shit. It just bother everybody else. You know how it is. Like, when that shit hit the internet, everybody expects you to jump out there and do this. But it's just for y'all entertainment. Like, he trying to entertain. And you can't just feed into it because he trying to. I don't want to play.
I like your mind frame, youngin.
Like, if we want to be for real, I don't play like that.
Real
we ain't
got
to play like that. We ain't finna do that for your views or for your, you know, I don't want to play no. Like, if you see us, we can, you know, damn. But a lot of niggas don't be serious. This shit don't be serious, so don't make it serious. Like, that shit don't be serious.
And that's the one thing I'm glad that you understand, that this rap shit, 95% of these niggas ain't serious, man.
But they'll trick you. You'll be thinking they serious, and you'll then go out the way, and I handle something like how the way I handle it. And I'll be like, damn, they, and motherfucker looking at me like, you ain't supposed to handle it like that. They ain't mean it like that. But that's how y'all coming off. But y'all ain't what they, it ain't like now.
Because everybody capping, man. Y'all feel,
it ain't like, everybody. It's a few good niggas. It be a few
good niggas.
But you'll run into a nigga and a nigga just be doing some whole type of funny acting ass shit. And niggas don't be having no real nigga characters. Like no traits. And you be like, damn, I thought you was real. But ain't no traits right there. Like, you ain't. And then another, you know.
Absolutely. I
but
know
it just
exactly
stick, it just really just do you. Stick to yourself, dude. You don't worry about another nigga. Don't worry about the next nigga. You gotta worry about you. You know? Just stay out certain motherfuckers. Just stay out my way. And just stay out of certain motherfuckers. Stay out my way. And shit. Just worry about you though. You're gonna be decent in this shit.
I like how he threw them subliminals out there. Cause you know, just stay out my motherfucking
stay out my
way.
Yeah. Stay the fuck out my way.
I ain't worried about everybody else.
I swear I ain't on that, but I ain't on that.
I ain't on that, but stay the fuck out my fucking way. I ain't on that.
But don't fuck with me.
Hey, listen, man. The album is out. You know, the youngins is fucking with it. Of course. And even the older niggas, because I fuck with you too. I ain't no young nigga. You know what I'm saying? So,
we love all the real niggas. They be love.
Absolutely. The real niggas fuck with you because you know why? When we look in your eyes, we know you really been in the water with them sharks. We know you not one of the niggas that's capping. You is who you say you is. You know what I'm saying? So we really respect that when we see a young person who, like, no, he is who he is. You know what I mean? And it ain't even got to be on no street shit. You could be a J. Cole type of rapper, and I respect him because he is who he is.
Yeah, for sure.
You could be Kendrick Lamar. He is who he is. You feel what I'm saying? Dirk, he is who he is.
It sound like it's finna go to my song that I am what I am. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I am what I am, nigga.
I am what I am. When I'm not, see, I never be. Niggas wolfing up until we meet. Catch him lacking for him on TV. And if I should die, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gonna slide every day. Even talking that shit, I can't wait.
I can't wait to see a nigga, huh?
I be chilling.
You talking that shit, nigga. I can't wait to see. But stay out my way.
So just dude, go Craig, get some money, fuck he, all the hoes
hey,
you want.
He contradicted himself, though. Listen, you can do whatever you want to do. Just be, stay the fuck out of my way. I don't want no trouble, but I can't wait to see you, nigga.
Nah, I ain't trying to see you. That's what I'm saying.
But listen, what do you say? Listen, on another note, what do you say to the young cats trying to get in a rap game? What advice you got for them? You know, they looking at you. You know, a lot of people are stepping outside of themselves to emulate what they seeing and what they hearing. What advice will you get them when it's talking about being true to yourself? What advice will you get to that young cat?
If you're going to rap, shit. But don't try to, like, damn, that's a whole other thing.
Get close on the mic.
If you're going to rap, you're going to rap. You see what I'm saying? Go ahead, go crazy. But don't try to get the people something to rap about. Man, if you ain't got it in your background, you ain't got it. Like, it just, you know, don't try to go and get it. Man, you're going to get it for the wrong reasons and shit. You see what I'm saying? I rap about it. Shit, I've been through shit. I saw shit. I was putting them situations just because that's how I grew up. That's was where they put me at. I ain't go do that shit just for my career. None of that shit. Just the career, just rap shit just happened. After all the struggle, it just finally happened. And I just finally got this shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you're gonna rap about what you know, you can make up some shit if you want. You can lie on it, get no fuck. You can lie and rap about some shit, but man, you gotta just be careful, man. You're gonna do what you're gonna do. Be successful, get you some money and shit. Stay in your own lane.
Stay out my fucking way.
No, but listen, but this the old twist.
And stay the fuck out my way, man. I stay out my way.
Now listen,
nah, this is what you do.
Now Rock, you got you're on a zillion platinum plaques. You on it, like, what advice you give these young cats trying to do their thing coming up?
Hey, man, this shit easy right now. Just go get that bread, you feel me? Just make sure you just on some, just how your shit situated, you feel me? Everybody just think they can just put out a song and that shit. Make sure you got the right team. Get some niggas behind you that know what the fuck they doing, because don't be thinking you just going to get this shit out the mud with your trench niggas. You need somebody that's really, like, on some business shit, bro. Like, at the end of the day, to have your shit situated, you feel me? So, you mean, like, you can get it out the mud with your gang. Don't say, I'm not saying don't fuck with your gang, but. Hey, you been this straight, bro, because this shit there, they giving that bag out right now. No kidding. Yeah, all the young niggas
got to put
the bag
in that work,
right,
man. You
got
to work.
What's the first thing you did when you got some rap money? When you got that first check, what's the first thing you did?
I split it. That $100,000, I gave my I got another $100,000 first. I gave my mama 10. I gave my mama 10. And then I gave the block 10. And then I bought my chain. And then I think I had to pay for it. Or some shit. And I owed some people some money and shit. That shit was gone quick as hell.
Yeah.
You fucked that shit up in a week.
Yeah, that shit was gone quick. Well, I already had in my mind that I'm finna make some more 100,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I got another one. And that's when I just gave it to my block. I told him to take it. these my niggas I've been broke with for too long. Like, I've been with my niggas. It's different. I don't know how y'all hoods the blocks is, where y'all from, but my shit, like, I grew up with these niggas since we was in, you know, grammar school. You see what I'm saying? And we all been hanging together every day. Like, not missing days like that.
Right.
And we still hanging together. Then we still get to, you know, then we get to go to jail and we still close. And we get to go doing other shit and we still close. And this is where we at right now and we still close. You see what I'm saying? So right. It's just.
So you ain't really, you know.
So I broke my money. I spent my money down. All my money, you know.
Yeah.
I've been just figuring out, you know, mama, making sure I hit mama on phone. I've been making sure I hit, you know, just all the people.
You got any brothers, any sisters?
Yeah. They come in with mama. I just hit them when I hit mama.
You know what
I'm saying? Mama, the family. You hit mama, you hit.
Absolutely.
Your first check. How you bust it down?
I ain't even going to lie. When I first got my check, I was holding that shit for a minute. Cause I ain't going to fuck that money up. You know what I mean? I was waiting. I did a couple shows and shit until I got, like, started spending money. And I ain't going to, I fucked that shit up on dumb shit. I got like, this one, like, the hoverboards had just came out. You know what I'm talking about? I brought, like, 10 of them for the gang. We just riding around the city fucking with them bitches. And I was fucking that shit up on clothes and shit. You feel me? That shit was
the dumbest shit you ever bought.
Nope.
What's the dumbest shit you ever bought?
Me?
Yeah.
You first. And Rock.
I don't know. What the fuck?
That
shit
prior. What's dumb?
I know y'all niggas done bought a motherfucking $5,000 fucking jacket. Wore that bitch once. Then
that's
look at
I'm
that
thinking.
Bitch.
That's what think
look
of.
At that bitch sitting in the closet. Like, why the fuck
7,
did 000, I go?
I got $7,000 jacket in the closet.
And you wore it once.
Yeah, for a video.
Yeah, I bought it.
And it was like I was hype as shit too to buy it. Like, this, damn, I need this one right here.
This nigga Rock. I go to Rock crib to interview him. Right? You remember when we was living? He had shit. He had it $100,000 worth of fucking clothes with tags on it. He never wore. You talking about this old? I said you haven't wore this yet. Like, how the fuck is it old? Like, I didn't understand that part. He said this was old. I'm like, nigga, you ain't wear it yet.
Nigga, he told me about that too. He said, man, this thing got all shit with tags on it. Top of it's old.
They be coming out with new shit every week. You gotta stay up to date with that shit. Sometimes when you into that shit, you be into it.
What's the most expensive in the Gucci store,
bro? If you, I be looking at my tag and shit. That should be up there, bro. Last time I checked, shit was like 400 racks in Gucci.
Yeah. Yeah. Years, I don't even fuck with Gucci and like that.
You said 400?
It should be decent. Yeah.
But you got a Louis hat on.
Yeah, that's all. It's like the surf shit. Louis got some decent shoes, shit. But Gucci, you know,
said
the
surf
be,
shit.
They should be big as hell. You know? Yeah, I fuck with a jacket or something come out or something. Mm-hmm. Sure, decent. It depends on the shoes been ugly lately. But, yeah, any raw shit. That shit been, man, you know how they should be, man. That should be big.
I got you.
Yeah, you like your shit to fit snug.
Yeah, that was already raw.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man.
Money up in them clothes for sure.
Oh, yeah, but it be ugly, don't it? Them bitches be adding up. You got to stay fly, though. You got to stay. Motherfucker catch you out here dirty. He went broke. As soon as you dirty, you fly. One day, you ain't feel like getting fly. What that?
They just need to catch y'all with the wrong pick, and it's over, huh? You woke up this morning, went to the fucking store real quick, threw anything, or they get you with the wrong pick, you fucked up.
Right to the bank on
that. Hey, what y'all been doing with the pandemic, though, with this money, man? Yeah, I know, you know, without being able to do those shows and, you know, get that road money.
Motherfuckers putting their money in the shit right now. Everybody just trying to.
Yeah, I got a check before the pandemic came. I was decent. I ain't gonna lie. I got a decent check before that bitch right when it hit. Yeah. Oh, I say, I'm chilling. I'm like, what's going on around this? I'm y'all fucked up.
Yeah.
I was happy as hell.
I was going crazy. The whole pandemic. Why you watching Instagram?
Yeah. You gotta get it closer, bro.
Yo, that nigga said, damn. I got a check right before the pandemic. Yeah, I ain't give a fuck. Y'all niggas broke. I'm not. That motherfucker hit good, huh?
But I was still, you know, still working. It was still, like, you know, features still coming in and shit. Yeah. And they still, like, the pandemic just hit, like, I was in Atlanta. It died over quicker or something. Like, not, I ain't gonna say died over because it's still whatever's going on, still going on. But in certain places, you feel it more than you. You know, Atlanta, that bitch getting that. They ain't tripping that hard. It's like you see motherfuckers in stores without their masks and shit. You see what I'm saying? People going around shit open, clubs and shit open. Other places you go, motherfuckers getting that, don't touch me, don't come back, you know?
Right.
So it's different. Like Atlanta was open for a minute, so I had shit going on still.
Atlanta outside.
Yeah, you see in there.
Before y'all get out of there, I want to know this question. It's the most groupies you ever had in a room at one time, Rock?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what? No, we just was on.
Not counting the time I was in there and we had him.
not counting the time he sucked. Who titties he sucked?
we probably be having like, it'd be nights where we probably had like 15 bitches in the room, you feel me? Just over some gang shit.
Hold on, 15?
Yeah.
15 on one?
Fresh off of 15 on one, probably like 7, 8 of us.
Oh, you feel me? 15 and 7.
What's the most bitches you ever had in the room to yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
I think four. Four, right. I'm going to say. I'm going to just say that being modest, you feel me? Right. And man, yeah. That's just like a.
I respect that.
Come on, you know you.
I thought
next,
you said
next.
15 to yourself.
I can go crazy.
I was about to say, nigga, you a savage.
I'm gonna be on,
shit. I was about to say, you fucking savage.
You different.
Yeah.
Oh, so. I gotta just do a threesome just to say you did it. I've been in jail too long. I gotta. No, so I did it.
Well, Wallo never did a threesome. He did 20 years in jail.
Damn, you got to, love for
he lying on me.
His threesomes was him. Him in both his hands. I think I had a threesome last night. Fucking nut. He ain't never had a threesome in 20 years in jail, man. That's funny. You got these young niggas in here that had four bitches. Rock had four bitches in there. Rock had four bitches in there wrestling over his dick. Wallo ain't never had a motherfucking threesome. Hey, listen, man. Make sure y'all go get that motherfucking album out right now on all platforms.
Welcome to Mo Block. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Bon.
Hey, get that motherfucking album right now. Hey, Rock, we appreciate y'all coming through, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in each and every week, making us the number one motherfucking music podcast in the country. I go by the name of Gilly the King. This is Wallo 267.
Your boy Tony the Closer, what up?
Vaughn.
And this PNB Rock. Hey, appreciate you, brother.
All right, bro.
Roll up.